You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Bold and the Beautiful fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your early weekly spoilers look ahead for April 29th through May 3rd. This is going to be our first full week of May sweep, so it's a really big deal. There's a bunch of front burner action happening, and of course, so much of it is Sheila-centric, and I'm excited to unpack this all for you. If you haven't, though, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. And if you listen here regularly, you know that when I do the early weeklies, I go ahead and tell you what you're going to see the rest of this week just to kind of set up the spoilers for next week and give you context and all that good stuff. So Wednesday, April 24th, we have got Deacon reaching out to Dr. John Finnegan. He wants Finn to help him pursue a lead on Sheila. So I saw some people here in the comments and some people on Soap social media that it didn't seem to click for them. But here's the facts of it. I saw, because there's some tabloid that I'm not going to name because I don't like to name them, but they just make up lies. And they were saying that Sheila might be in prison for Sugar and in prison still, and then saying that maybe Sugar has been leading this life and Sugar's the one who shot Steffi and Finn. None of that. All right. So Sheila has been Sheila, and Sheila is being held somewhere else because Sugar was released from prison a few months before all this happened. So yes, Sugar was on the loose. Sugar went to Steffi's house. Sugar was stabbed to death. Sugar's been cremated. Sheila is being held somewhere and they just need to find her. So Deacon goes to Finn, tells him that he is increasingly certain that Sheila's alive. The one thing Deacon's not sure about is whether Sheila is in danger, which I think she is, or if Sheila just took the opportunity to run off and leave town. But she had no reason to leave town. She had not been accused of anything. She had no legal thing hanging over her head, you know, other than Steffi just hating her. You know, Sheila was in good shape. So Deacon's going to go to Finn. Steffi's not going to like it. Luna and RJ Forster are having to work together at Forster Creations on Hope for the Future. And it's a struggle. It's very awkward. And of course, he told his mother, you know, Luna's business, because he told his siblings that he took Luna's V card. This family is just so inappropriate. What was crazy to me is Brooke's outrage saying, wait till your father hears about that. And it's like, really? Ridge did the same thing to Brooke that Zenday did to Luna, like 100%. When Brooke was dating his brother, Nick Maroney, in a relationship with him, she had taken some kind of pill like a Xanax or something like that and didn't realize it was Ridge. When he slid into her sheets and did the deed with her, when she found out like the next day that it happened, she was just traumatized, if you don't remember this. So Ridge has no room to talk. I'm sure that won't stop him because we know how he is, but he has no room to talk. And Zenday tells Carter he slept with Luna. He already told him that last week, so I don't know if we're going to have the exact same conversation again, which would not surprise me because it's Bold and the Beautiful. Thursday, April 25th, Ridge comes to Brooke with good news. We'll see what that is, but she's got bad news for him. Now, Brooke promised RJ she would not tell his dad about the whole Luna Zenday thing. But based on this spoiler, it sounds like Brooke is not going to keep it zip. I mean, she very specifically said out loud, I promise I won't tell your dad, but I'm not sure she's going to keep that word. And Deacon tells Finn the whole insane Sugar saga because he comes to him and he's like, I think your birth mother is alive, yada, yada, yada. And Finn's like, no, no, no. And then he's like, but hang on. And then he can show her all the news clips he looked at, lay it all out. And then when you circle all that back around to the whole 10 toes thing, then it starts to make sense. The same time that Deacon is talking to Finn, Steffi's talking to Hope, and those two find common ground on Deacon and Sheila. They both want Deacon to drop this Sheila thing. They don't even know why Deacon ever got involved with her, but they definitely don't want him carrying on about it. They want him just to let it go, leave Finn alone. So we'll see how that conversation goes. Friday, April 26th, which by the way is the second day of sweep. Sweep starts the day before on Thursday the 25th. So then on Friday the 26th, we're really ramping up towards sweeps, and the Forsters are all supportive of RJ. That means that other people must know what happened, which means I'm guessing Brooke didn't keep her word. I just wonder who all they're going to tell. You know, Forsters plural, that to me, that has to be more than one Forster. Ridge is only one Forster. Brooke is not a Forster. So maybe Steffi finds out also. I mean, good gravy. Poor Luna. She is a victim of people talking about her business in addition to this horrible drugged mint situation. And again, they're all supporting RJ. Just, I think we can all agree, RJ is not the victim in this situation. RJ is nothing more than a little boy with a lot of steroids and muscles who got his feelings hurt as collateral damage. The only victim in this scenario is poor Luna. Finn and Deacon are determined to find the truth about Sheila, and they run into special guest Clint Howard. He's playing homeless gentleman Tom. They show him a picture of Sheila, and between Friday and Monday, they will find out. Yes, he knows a little something. He has seen her. He has got some information for them. The week of April 29th through May 3rd, next week, we are going to have Brooke absolutely disgusted about this whole Luna situation. But at the same time, I do believe by then she's going to be in a situation of having violated RJ's trust and really violated Luna's privacy if she tells Ridge about Zenday, which I definitely think she's going to. When do the Forsters ever keep anything zipped up? And this whole situation is so weird because not only has Brooke been sexed up while on drugs by Ridge while dating another man, his brother. Remember, Brooke hooked up with Oliver when he was just a teenager at Hope's high school graduation party, ruined his and Hope's relationship. And that was Oliver didn't consent to having sex with his girlfriend's mother. So there's just all this creepy, creepy history that just makes it all ridiculous for them to be judgmental. And of course, I think Ridge is going to be a judgy prat about this. And I don't think he is going to acknowledge that he did the same thing to Brooke that Zenday did to Luna. Except I think Ridge actually did it with a little more forethought and knowledge of the situation. Zenday may face the loss of his job and obviously intense scrutiny from his family, but I could totally see Luna trying to get people to leave him alone. Finn and Deacon get a huge lead Friday that carries over into Monday. He's going to point them Sheila's way. Steffi is very angry about Finn being out doing all this stuff with Deacon, and I am quite confident she is going to confide in Liam and he may take advantage, and Sheila is going to be found soon, likely in some sort of dire situation. She is not in the lap of luxury, and expect next week to circle mostly around Sheila and Luna, but hopefully the following week we will get some of Thomas and Ivy. We'll see. Those are all of our early edition spoilers. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please subscribe if you haven't. Definitely drop your comments on what you are excited to see and come back soon because we are here talking Bold and the Beautiful 7 days a week. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.